Here, testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, this is February 5th, and Ross and Mark and I just got back from Giant Eagle about 8:30 at night. And Ross asked me on the trip, he said, Dad, I don't get it. How come you always say Mother is so wonderful and everything, and then you tell us not to be like her? Something I had said a little earlier to him, that he wanted him to be everything like his mother, except I didn't want him to be disorganized like she is. And I said, aha, Ross, you caught me. And I explained that about how when Mary was young, her mother didn't help her in learning organizational skills. And then Ross listened to all this and talked back and forth about it. And then he said, and then when I tried, I said, well, if you talk to her, I said, I don't believe this. You're just telling this so that you can be, you're just trying to be snooty. And I said, oh, am I trying to be snooty, huh? You just think you're better than she is. And I said, oh, is that the reason? Okay. And I said, why don't you talk to Mom and see if she agrees with me? And he said, yeah, sure, she'll agree with you, yeah, sure. I said, yeah, just try it. See if she'll agree with you. And he said, yeah, I bet. I said, come on, Ross. Just go ahead and do it sometime. You don't have to tell her that I said it. Just try it sometime and see what she says. Anyway, then he sort of quieted down for a little bit, and we got home, and he said, I don't see why I can't think my mother is the most wonderful person in the world. And I said, well, she is, but you know, let's see. I said, I don't see why I can't think Mother's perfect. And I said, well, do you think you need to feel that way? And he said, well, didn't you think your mother was perfect? At that point, I think I gave up the argument, clearly having been defeated. Anyway, that's the first use in Ross of an argument, saying that, you know, well, don't you think that you, da-da-da-da-da, that I've ever really seen. In other words, it's appropriate for me to feel the feelings I feel, since I am going to hereby claim that I bet you felt them too. And, of course, what's particularly neat about this is that he's arguing back to a time that he could have never known about, that is when I had a mother and I had certain feelings about how wonderful she was and so on.
Okay. 11:30, and we don't get much work done, so I tried to get all that work done.
So between 11:30 and 12, the only time you had to do independent work? Okay. A day
but
of schedule.
But I got all my, I got all my work done, but I didn't get independent work.
I understand. Okay. Very good. Now, where are we at? Okay, you've got to take a look at your schoolwork now. What do we have to do? Is this something you have to do? Page 186. Okay. Right. Find it. You looking for a pencil?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a report for Gate, or what is this for? Right, Ross? Ross had little drawings. One mouse. That's for Country Mouse,
okay,
right?
So
and the City Mouse has the cool glasses on and said, spit it out, because.
Yeah.
And there's a dog trying to get him.
You see, there's characters, A or B.
Yeah.
So, characters A was the Country Mouse, and B was Seti. The City Mouse's house. Happenings. City Mouse. And Country Mouse agrees. Country Mouse goes to the city house. The mice go into the kitchen. They begin to eat leftovers. They hear barking. A dog rushes into the room. The mice run. Country Mouse goes home.
Okay, you missed one thing up here. This isn't quite about city mouse. You have to say something else there, the happening.
Yeah. Well, and
was it country?
And you know here,
City Mouse asked him to visit. Right?
After happenings, all that stuff.
Go get scotch tape. Go get scotch tape right now.
It's right on the back.
Go get scotch tape. No problem. Aha, it's right on the back. Oh, okay, well, you're going to have to copy that down. Invites Country Mouse to visit. You didn't write it all out here.
That's from a long time ago.
Oh, then why are you saving?
Month.
Why are you saving?
They told us to, but I guess I shouldn't.
Okay.
I like this.
Okay, now let's put this in your collection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll put this down, you don't need that. Okay, good. I'll put this in your drawing collection. I'm going to put that City Mouse and Country Mouse on it. Happened to Meow Meow Fattest. No, today is now. February 7th. Oh, sorry, February 7th.
The kitty's the fat one. Got that. The kitty's the fat one. Fat one.
I'm so fat.
You know is what the part of his body is scary all about?
What?
His fatness. Every time he burps, it goes and it makes a big, big thing like this.
So what your stomach just did a somersault.
I want it to give it to you, Andy.
I'm a master at
well, don't you think?
Let's see if you can get the dirty look. Okay.
You first.
Ross, Mark, you give me the dirty look first. Dad, yeah. You can barely see him. The guy's hiding down there under his brow. Yeah, it's pretty dirty. Okay, Ross, let's see you. For me. Mark's so funny, he dropped. I can't see you. You want me to give you a dirty look, right?
Winner!
What?
You want to get a dirty look, Mark?
Loser.
Point him on the nose instead of winner.
I'm biting.
Hey,
I'm dividing him. Oh.
I'm the Mr. Generous Good Dad. Half to you, son.
Yeah, you can keep yours.
You want mine?
You can keep yours.
No.
Okay. Lay off here.
More milk? Son? For your bones? How about your bones, Mark? You have bone problems?
No, because he's all good, Poppy. He doesn't have any bones.
That's kind of nasty thing to say about darling, buddy.
Who, me? Me.
Okay, finish up, boys.
Shame on you. You were saying that thing about a nice old bun.
About a buffalo.
Here's your milk spike. One cookie. You can get one more cookie.
Hello, remember this?
Yeah. Oh. A growing boy like you can get one more.
What?
Ding, ding, ding.
February 7th, and Mark is eating some oranges.
You want some wine, good Mark?
No. Dad, 100 plus 100 is 100.
I know that. Right?
And 100 plus 100 is 300, is 200.
Do you want cutting cheese or peanut butter sandwich?
Banana.
No banana, but banana peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, peanut butter sandwich.
Making your cheese, what do you do?
Now, what do I say?
Banana butter and jelly sandwich.
Open no, open before that.
Banana. Oh, you were talking about, I remember. You remember what you're talking about?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Only when somebody disturbs me, I forget.
Is that Miami Vice music?
No, I was thinking about something before that Miami Vice music.
Look, my shirt on the
way.
I got my shirt backwards.
Can
you hear that?
And then the Miami Vice music started and then I forgot.
Yeah. Oh well. It'll come back to you.
In about 100 years.
Yeah. I guess you're about 100 years old.
And guess what?
What?
I never, ever remembered.
Mm-hmm.
I never remembered when, when, oh, Shane,
what did you forget now?
I forgot the thing I was going to say to you again.
You never remembered in 100 years? Oh,
no.
Jam on that?
I forgot something else.
Yes, jam or no jam?
Jam.
If you have jam, you have to pull it over in the center, okay?
I know.
Or it'll go all over.
I want the jam to be all over.
Yummy. Grape jam.
Yucky. Grape jam.
Make it like a little bit of a...
Why didn't you kill this thing?
Here you go. Just eat it now.
Why didn't you kill this thing?
Quit eating
it. Okay. I'm peeling it really bad.
Okay. Careful, the jam's in the basket. Right in the middle, that's the yummiest part.
Guess what?
What?
Today we made a little heart pouch.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is that for your little girlfriend?
No.
Who's your girlfriend?
No!
What no?
I don't have any girlfriend.
Ross said you did.
I don't.
You said Lisa was your girlfriend.
She isn't.
No?
I do not love Lisa.
Ross said.
I have to say it to everybody. I don't love Lisa. I don't love Lisa. I don't love Lisa.
Who do you have to say it to?
Everybody.
In the school?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Even in this place.
For what?
Even to Ross. Really? I have to say, I don't like Lisa. I don't love Lisa. I don't love Lisa. I don't love Lisa. To Ross, too.
Okay, okay. I believe you. Well, tell me. Is she cute?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Is she the ugliest little child?
Yeah.
She is? Who's the cutest girl?
Melissa something.
What? Who's the cutest girl?
I tried to tell you my name, I think.
Melissa something. Why?
Melissa something.
Or Melissa something. Is that who you're really in love with?
I don't love anybody, but I like everybody.
Oh, okay.
But I don't love anybody.
Oh, okay. You're friends, right?
Yeah.
You're friends with everybody?
Yeah, but I don't love everybody.
You don't have to. You're too young for that.
I know.
Yeah.
Like my teacher said, when you're little,
mm-hmm.
He says, you say, nah, I don't love my brother, nah, I don't love my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're big, you say, yeah, I love my brother, yeah, I love my sister.
Mm-hmm.
It was mm-hmm. funny when she said that.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of cute, isn't it?
Dad.
Yeah. You don't love
when I get out of that side, some juice squirted out of this side.
Yeah?
When I've been on that side,
yeah.
Juice squirted out of that side.
Who went for that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
It must have been an orange bomb.
Uh-huh.
Get an orange.
An orange bomb?
An orange bomb.
Uh-huh.
The color and
mm-hmm.
that. Get it, an orange bomb?
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
You didn't really scare him much, because you should have went right behind him and gone like that, real fast. Okay, are you hungry, Ross?
Yeah.
We're making peanut butter and jam sandwiches.
Well, anyway, I heard his walking.
That's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I heard his walking.
How about chocolate chip cookies?
All gone. We do have some Tootsie Rolls.
I have a secret weapon.
Yeah. After you finish your dinner.
No, I don't think I should change
up. Oh, you better not. You better not have anything like this.
Why not?
I feel better telling you. Because of your, I'm going to tell you, have you been full young too? All the time just appeared this good. But that tooth has got to come out, Ross.
Why?
It's in the way of the other one.
This will get it out.
Mark, you got to eat this sandwich, too.
No.
And you've got teeth coming out, too.
I know. You expect me to.
No, I don't.
They expect me to go.
Careful, too hot.
I all at the same time.
No.
Let me go.
No, I don't want you to munch all that food that you got in one time. I can't have any scouts.
I know. That's what Lee does.
Yeah.
You know what he does? He makes. You know what he does to the pizzas?
What?
He makes an air. Paper, airplane go like this. Yowk! And eats it.
Hmm.
Mine!
Yeah.
Well, I open it. A boyfriend.
A friend who's a boy.
Okay.
Oh, you just like everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Like all the kids?
Well, wrong.
Some kids you don't like?
No.
Who'd you like?
I was trying to say that the other kids sort of don't like everybody.
No.
I mean, don't like the best everybody, but Jack
uh-huh.
know whose best friend whose best friend he is?
Who?
Me.
Jack is your best friend?
No. He said to me that I'm his best friend.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Is he a nice little boy? Is Jack nice?
Well, after lunch if you're outside he isn't. But that's the way the game goes.
How does it go, honey?
Well, it's Rock.
Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Is he Rock?
Uh-huh.
What does he do?
And guess what? I'm in the game, too.
Are you in the game?
I play in the game, too.
Mm-hmm. You mean when outside when they're playing around?
Uh-huh.
What kind of Rock games do they do?
Well, the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Not too rough.
No.
The girls aren't rough.
No.
But the boys are.
Are they?
Like me.
And do rough things?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I do, but I never... Tony and this other guy didn't get powered once. But Tony got powered once.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he was too rough?
I don't know.
You don't know why he got powered?
But
probably because he was too rough, don't you think?
Yeah, because he was too rough outside.
Yeah.
I remember, but it was a little long ago.
Yeah, I think so.
It was like about 90 days ago. No, 99 days ago.
Thank you.
Want to see magic?
Mm-hmm.
Abracadabra.
Have you had enough food, little chunk? Are you ready for your tea? Let's wash up first, okay? Wash your hands first.
Well, I did.
Unreal? Did you wash them in real water?
Mm-hmm. Real water.
Really?
Yeah.
You're getting heavy. You got some stickiness over right here, too. Let's wash up this little part. Wait a second. Don't move. Don't move. You've got to wash that sticky all off. Come on, take this off. Sticky all over you. Wash the sticky.
Hey, don't litter.
I'm not going to litter.
Don't litter my shirt.
It's all sticky up on
you. Don't litter my shirt.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be hot.
Have you washed your hands real well? Let's see that other hand. See the other hand.
Kinds of food.
Oh yeah, you need everything. You need
even.
Even
cups?
Baby food. Even baby food.
Even.
You can even eat.
Even cups.
Yeah. Well, you would even eat spinach.
Yeah. Did I even eat cookies?
Oh, of course you love cookies.
They eat that.
Milk. Yep.
No, the glass. They eat the glass.
Yeah, taste it, see if it's too cold. Too hot, too cold? Just right?
Middle.
Okay, one little sugar.
Sugar!
Hey, sugar daddy boy.
Sugar daddy boy.
Hey, sugar daddy slave.
Sugar daddy slave, sweet slave.
Here you go, master. Here you go, master. Mr.
Thank
master.
Thank you, sweet slave.
There you go, little chunk. Master chunk.
One more.
Mm-hmm. One more master chunk coming up. There
that's
you
it.
Go. Eat the lovely chunker food. Yeah?
This is not what I really wanted. It doesn't taste right.
What's wrong then?
Good. I guess. It doesn't taste good after I drink.
Mark and I are trying to go to sleep, but I don't think Mark's going to be. So I thought I'd have him talk a little bit about what he's... Now, you can tell us about how giant's faces are, right? Mark? Yeah, go ahead.
Giant's faces are about as big as this room.
Is that true? Now, how did you learn that?
I know that giants are big.
Yeah.
And so are the heads.
So are what?
The heads.
Yeah.
Huge heads.
Mm-hmm.
People could walk on their heads.
Well, how big, if their face is as big as this room, then how big is their body?
Bigger.
Bigger?
Yeah.
Bigger than their body? Bigger
this
than
room.
Sure.
And
how big?
About
over to the Paxton
really?
House. All the way over to the end of this house.
Of our house, huh?
Yeah, to the end of this house.
Uh-huh. And what if a giant came walking in our in our neighborhood?
He would, every time he walked,
yeah.
Every time he would step, every time, he would wreck up a place.
Are giants good or bad?
Some are good, some are bad.
Which ones are the good ones?
I don't know.
The good giants, right? Do you know about the Jolly Green Giant?
Oh, I know one giant.
Yeah.
I saw a giant to these little people.
Yep.
You see, there was these little people, and there was this person. But really, the person wasn't a giant. It's just the people. The little people were little. Not Gulliver. Gulliver wasn't big. He was normal size. The size is supposed to be. Everybody should be. But the little guys, they were little. That's why they thought he was a giant. To them, he was a giant. But he wasn't to us. Playing. I don't know. There was a kid. Fat one. And I noticed that the dinosaurs are really huge, and Thunder Lizard is, every time he walks, the earth shakes like an earthquake.
It does?
Like a thunder.
Oh. What if we had him running around here? What would happen then?
This earth would shake.
What if the Thunder Lizard met a giant?
He'd be bigger.
Which one?
Thunder Lizard.
Thunder Lizard would be bigger?
If he stood on his tail.
But if he had two giants on one tail.
No, wait. Who is... Who... This is a test. Talk to you. Oh. Tell me. Who is bigger than the ocean? The giant or the other person? Who is bigger than an ocean? A huge ocean.
Nothing's bigger than an ocean.
A huge ocean.
Nothing is bigger than an ocean.
Tell me.
I'm telling you, there's nothing bigger than an ocean.
In the dinosaur days.
There's nothing in the dinosaur days that's bigger than an ocean. There's no butterfly that's bigger than the ocean. No dog.
Dinosaur?
No dinosaur. No.
Uh-huh. There's one with a lump on his head.
Oh, you mean...
He's big. He's a little bit... A lump bigger. He's a lump bigger. He's a lump bigger than this. Oh, this is so gross.
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
His nose is up on that bump. Yeah, but it should be there because that's the way he hides from his enemies. He dumps up under the water, and the dumb dinosaur can say, "Duh, no, that can't be anything. It fits a walk."
Yeah. What did you learn about all this stuff?
I'm studying dinosaurs at school.
Do you want a dinosaur? Does that help you?
Well, I saw this. I know one animal. I know the animal that came last.
What's that?
The big, huge elephant with those.
A woolly mammoth?
Yeah, the woolly mammoth came last. When some other kind of dinosaurs died.
Yeah.
The woolly mammoth came.
That's right. That's right. So that's what the cavemen fought with. They fought with the woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
Did the cavemen fight with the dinosaurs?
No.
No.
Not very much.
That's just in B.C.
Yeah.
They did that in what's the other one? You know, the one that, for Flintstones.
Yeah.
Yeah, Flintstones.
But
Mikey?
And guess what?
What?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, yeah. No.
What about, you know, that girl who could snap her fingers?
What? No. No, I'm not.
You said she was certain.
She's five, and she's five. There's one thing I know. It's not the size that shows you how old you are. It's you have to know how old. It's not the size.
Right.
You can't tell by the size.
Okay, no. But
how old the
person is.
Those are Grandma and Grandpa.
What? Why do you know?
Because they have their big. Well, I can tell by the size. From Grandma and Grandpa, because they're big and small.
They're bigger than
me. Well, I don't know. They're
bigger than me.
As big as me, or maybe bigger than me. I don't know. Because they're older. But they just forgot.
What?
They forgot. Every time I forget, I hate.
I think it's time for the take.
And they're not even. What if you mixed a dragon with a dinosaur?
You have a dragon.
Funny. Dragosaur. What would you have if you mixed a cat with a dog? What would you have if you mixed salt, well, I mean, what would you have if you mixed a trachodon with a cat?
Trachodon with a cat.
Catodon. What would you have if you mixed a bird with a dinosaur bird? Dino bird. Wait a minute. What would you have if you mixed a bird with a tiger?
A tiger bird.
No. A flying tiger.
Mark was talking to Ross, I think, and he said, at least it's not as worse as school. Another time he was talking about a bunch of grapes which had four grapes on it, and he said, look, Mom, this one is Ford. Ross was talking to Mark about math, and Ross said to Mark, don't get nervous, just go normal, and you'll go quicker than you think. That's Ross' wisdom. The day before, I had been talking, coaching Ross on how to do his homework quickly and not get nervous while he was doing it. And I pointed out that if he became nervous and jumped around, he made a lot of mistakes. So he was passing that information on to Mark.
Yeah.
And he had glasses?
Yeah.
And he got a treat from his mom, and he went like a hog.
Really?
And he got cavities. But there's one part that's funny.
What?
The baby's like
at the very end.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Brushing his teeth.
Because he knew he had so many bad cavities he had to
fix. No, his mother went like this, but his mother tried to. Mother went like this, but the baby held it onto it tight, but she pulled it out of his mouth and then it.
What did he pull out of his mouth?
And then she pushed it back into her mouth.
What did he pull in? Oh, his tooth? Is that kind of like Ross, where I had to pull his tooth out?
Pull the tooth out? Or the toothbrush?
No. You see, those cavities got killed because the mother started giving him the right things to eat.
The right stuff.
Uh-huh. Good. He's been a good boy. That's why she gave him, in the movie.
In the movie, the right stuff. Ross is very good.
Ross is pretty bad.
No, Ross is pretty good. He's a pretty smart little cookie.
No, not. That's not like bad boy. I mean, like Mr. Big Stuff.
Oh yeah, like Mr. Big Stuff. Mark, you see all that chicken there on your plate? How'd you like to give it? I'd like to try to get some of that into your mouth.
Well, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy said no more choo-choo train with it, huh?
No, Mark. I see what you're doing, and it's not going to work.
No.
We can do half and half. You want to do half and half?
Okay.
You do have to remember the rest of the day. Ross, you want butter on that? Bring it over here.
No!
Quick, Ross, hot. They're being good boys, Mom. Sort of.
Mom, you better do that the opposite. Not at all.
Thank you, Mark. You're a good boy. There you go, Ross. You're a good boy. And Mom's a good mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the best mom born in the whole world?
What?
Best mom in the whole world.
Mom?
This mom? Mary
best
mom?
Best mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary mom? Who's the best big brother?
Big brother.
Oh.
All right. Who's the best cutie pie? That one wins.
Hey, coolest and toughest.
Who's the best kid in the whole world who's lost two teeth?
Champion!
Who's the cutest
kid? Who's the best little brother?
Of course, he's the only little brother in the world.
And you know, who someone needs just to, came
Mark,
in here.
Have you finished your tooth breakfast and dinner? Everything? Really full? Stuffed? Absolutely stuffed to the top?
No way.
Come on, Mark. You could eat more. Ross, you could eat definitely more. Mark, come over here. I want to talk to you.
And who's the best cat?
Meow.
Mark, Ross is eating a lot more than you. You're just fooling around with anyone.
Then
why do
you
say
especially
me?
Okay.
Wait. You see that meat? Ross has got a piece of toast, butter, and jam.
It's my second one.
It's the second one. Now, would you like one of those?
Yeah.
And I'll make it just for you?
Yeah, without the
jam?
Yeah,
you
with
don't
the
like
butter.
The butter makes it good. You don't munch that butter.
That butter.
Mom, could you hold? I'll hold him still while you go ahead and put it in.
Yeah.